Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so thankful that the Lord has given me this opportunity to once again share his powerful word with you. But before we get started, let's offer up a prayer to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you in this very moment that you've given me the opportunity to preach your word. To preach your word to those who are in need. To preach your word to those who are in trouble. To preach your word to those who have problems in their lives. To preach to those who don't know what to do. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. And I come today, Lord, and I ask that whatever sickness, whatever pain, whatever suffering anyone who's listening to this is going through, I pray, Lord, that through their faith, they may be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And so this week I'm starting a 4-week series about different areas of suffering that we go through today, different problems that attack us every day or once in a while. And this week I'm going to start it off with a problem that some have every day, some every hour of the day, anger. Now, before I get started with what the Bible says about anger, I want to leave it to you very clear and plainly. Anger is an emotion. It is only an emotion. And you can control emotions because God has given you the power to control emotions. There is no emotion out of control. There is nothing that you are feeling in your heart, in your mind, that you cannot control. God has given us the power to control it. In Romans 8:37, it says that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Jesus Christ has given us the victory. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. So you can overcome anger. You can overcome anything if you believe in Jesus Christ. Many people say you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Well, sometimes willpower is not enough. Sometimes wanting to is not enough. Sometimes you have to have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to break a chain off your life. And anger is one of those chains. Anger holds many people captive. And so I'm going to start off by reading what the Bible says. It's important to know in every situation what the Bible says. And so I want to start off here by going to Psalm 37:8. And we're going to start with this. This is one of many verses that I'm going to be covering. Psalm 37:8, it says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. The first part says, refrain from anger. Can you stop getting angry? Is it possible to avoid anger? Is this what the Bible is trying to teach us, that we can avoid anger? You see, let me talk to you about a principle that will work in all areas of your life. The power of your words is very, very important. The Bible says in Proverbs that the power of life and death is in the tongue. When you get angry, it tends to start in the mind. It tends to begin in your thoughts. Something makes you upset. Something gets you mad. And all of a sudden you start thinking, if it's somebody that made you mad, you start thinking, oh, this person, it's his fault. It's her fault that I'm mad. He or she ruined my day. No, you ruined your day. You see, because the person that makes you mad does not have the power to control your emotions. You do. You have the God-given ability to control your emotions. So you cannot blame your anger on somebody else. You cannot say, oh, well, it's his fault. It's her fault that I got angry. I wasn't angry before. All because of this person and that person, I'm angry. No. You're wrong. Get that misconception. Get that myth out of your head. You are the one responsible for controlling your emotions. God keeps a record of everything that happens in your life. Even the more minute details he keeps in record. So let's say the day he calls you into account for every deed you did while you were angry. Is he going to say, oh, you know what? I excuse your anger for that instance because you know it was somebody else's fault. That other person made you angry, so it's okay. You're off the hook. Is he going to say that? Is God really going to tell you that? Or is he going to tell you, you are the one who was in control of your emotions, of your attitude. You had to keep control of your attitude. You had to keep control of your emotions. God has given us self-control. You can control yourself. It says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Forsake it. Run away from it. So as I was telling you, it all starts in the mind. And then it gets into the mouth. And then the mouth opens up and starts hurting everybody around you. You start blaming people. You start saying rude things to everybody because you're mad. And where did it all start from? Where did it all come from? It came from the mind. It came from inside your head. But as I was talking to you about right now about the power of your words, there is a way to be angry without showing your anger. There was a way to be angry without demonstrating that you're angry. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. Right now it says, fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. The only thing that can come out of anger is evil. You know, if you add a D to anger, it says danger. Danger, anger. I think you get the feeling of it. If you let your anger control you, it can cause danger. I think you get what I'm trying to say. And so now, Proverbs 14:29 says, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. It's in Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. In other words, whoever is patient and does not get angry right away has great understanding. But he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Now let me go to this other verse to get to the main verse that I want to talk to you about. James 1:20. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. You cannot, because you get angry, get what you want all the time. God will not help you when you're angry. God will not come to your aid when you are angry. He wants to see peace in your heart. If somebody has offended you, he wants you to forgive that person. He will not answer your prayer unless you're angry. And because anger is a sin. Anger is a sin when you act upon that anger. And I'll explain what that means in this main verse that I wanted to get to. Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. What does Paul mean? What does the Apostle Paul mean? What is he saying? Be angry and do not sin. That seems like a contradiction. That seems like an error. But if you reflect on it, be angry and do not sin. Anger comes from the mind. Unless you don't open your mouth, anger stays in your mind. But when you open your mouth and you start speaking in that angry tone and you start speaking to everybody in a rude way and you start hurting people you love with your words, then you're sinning. You're sinning by letting anger take hold of you. You're sinning by letting your negative thoughts, negative feelings rule over you. Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, do not let anger rule over you. You have to rule over anger. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Let me remind you that the favorite place for the enemy to work, his favorite place and time to work in, is in the darkness, is at nighttime. That's his time to try to catch you, to try to get you. That's why it says you cannot hold your anger until after sundown. You have to get rid of it before you go to sleep. You cannot go to sleep ever angry at anybody. Ever. And many people will respond to this by saying, well, then I'm not going to be angry at that person. I'm not going to say anything negative to that person. You know what? I'm just going to go to sleep and I'm not going to talk to that person. Also, let's read this last verse in James 1:19. It says, know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. You cannot let anger control your emotions. You have to control your emotions. Let Jesus, the Prince of Peace, rule over your mind. He will guide your emotions. He will guide your thoughts. He will guide your actions if you let him. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I close this podcast, I ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, you enter into the hearts of the listeners. You enter into the hearts of the audience. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that if they are facing anger every day of their lives or at every moment of their lives, that you help them. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the one who gives peace. So I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you give those who are listening, peace in their hearts and in their minds. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.